Hey folks, I'm sure you're always looking for more great podcasts to listen to. So I'd like to recommend a show I've really been enjoying called The Jordan Harbinger Show. You might have already heard of the show because it's won a bunch of podcast awards. But what got me listening to Jordan's show is some of the recent guests who've been fascinating. Like the conversation he had with NBA player Dwayne Wade, or the one with author Molly Bloom, who was the subject of the Aaron Sorkin movie Molly's Game, which was an especially great episode. The Jordan Harbinger Show dives into the minds of fascinating people from athletes, authors, and scientists to mobsters, spies, and hostage negotiators. Jordan has a gift for getting his guests to reveal never-been-heard-before stories and insights, so we can learn from their unique superpowers. Here's a one-minute trailer from Jordan that will give you a feel for his style and the show.
I went to LA and needed to get the first job that I could and got hired by this guy who was a pretty demanding boss. I was his personal assistant. He said, I need you to serve drinks at my poker game. So I'm like, okay, great. And I bring my playlist and my cheese plate and I'm thinking, you know, the players are going to be these overgrown frat boys. But then Ben Affleck walks in the room and Leo DiCaprio and a politician that was very well recognized and heads of studios, heads of banks. And all of a sudden I had this light bulb moment that poker is my Trojan horse. I just need to control and have power over this game because it has this incredible hold over these people. Why do these guys, with their access to anyone and anything, come to this dingy basement to play this game?
What is the most money you've seen someone lose in one night?
$100 million.
How did the mob get involved?
Around Christmas, door opened and this guy that I'd never seen before pushed his way in, stuck a gun in my mouth. Then he beat the hell out of me and he kind of gave me this speech about how if I told anyone about this or if I didn't comply, then they would take a trip to Colorado to see my family. Then the feds got involved and the first thing they did was they took all my money. I moved back to LA. I'd gotten a pretty decent job. 10 days later, I get a call in the middle of the night. This is Agent so-and-so from the FBI. You need to come out with your hands up. I walk into my hallway. When my eyes adjusted to the high beam flashlights, I saw 17 FBI agents, semi-automatic weapons pointed at me.
So go check it out. Search The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. We become regular listeners and I hope you enjoy it too.